Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 12th day of May, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Patriot Broadcast is hosted by Henry Shively and John D. U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with John and myself today. Well, it is currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 52 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and we got high overcast. Looks like it's going to rain. That pressure's down. So a little wetness, but it ain't going to kill us. It ain't like freezing. It wasn't freezing cold this morning. That being said, how's the weather today out there in central Notchy Joyzy, John?
How you doing, Henry? Well, today over in central Notchy Jersey, we've got about 61 degrees, mostly sunny skies. The air is cool and crisp, and I just kind of went out there and celebrated it by, well, cutting my grass again.
Oh, wow. That's something I got to get done, too.
Well, I'm living the crazy life, Henry, that's for sure.
Oh, man, me too. It's wild. Anyways, is there anything that you're particularly looking at today?
No, not yet. I was kind of just formulating my thoughts on what's going on, but I've got nothing in particular other than, you know, it's obvious. Every story you see in the mass lying media clearly indicates they're not going to back down. They're not going to ever admit that they've made this pandemic up or was even overstated. That would be their backdoor out of it. No, they're going to push this, Henry. This is the all-in. They want that global communism. They want it so bad, Henry, they can taste it like it's a steak.
And who would have thunk that the night on the shining night on the white charger was going to be the one to usher in the new world order? Well, I've got this first article. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, I guess it is target is target of death threats from vigilante Facebook groups with 400,000 members ahead of an armed protest at state capitol. And
no, Henry, see, this is the theater. I mean, if you're going to do something like that, you just do it. You don't go announcing to them or giving them forewarning. This way they can have all their police forces out there, their armed security, their Blackwater hired thugs ready to intercept this. Because, you know, in the end, it's going to be a shit fight. There's going to be a gun battle. And the dumbest thing you could ever do is tell them, by the way, I'm going to kill you.
Well, being as they've had all of these death threats, the governor Gretchen Whitmer there is proposing, writing some executive orders about, bringing your gun into the state capitol, and we'll see. It's looking like Virginia, and I do agree with you, but we'll talk about it some more when we return.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Yay. Anyway, we'll take a look at this article. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is target of death threats from vigilante Facebook groups. That's a hell of a line, really. With 400,000 members ahead of an annual protest at state capitol. This is from a Daily Mail. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And we'll see what we find wrong with this. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been the subject of numerous threats made by residents of the state across multiple Facebook groups ahead of an armed rally planned this week. So I like that armed protest, not, that's a protest, it's armed, is out there in at the Mahler Refuge. I mean, they've got another armed protest. What's the gun going to protest? Are you going to put a sign on it and wave it around? According to the Detroit Metro Times, which obtained access to four private Facebook groups, the pages have a combined 400,000 members who encourage acts of violence against Whitmer and defiance of her social distancing orders. Well, of course, all the people should be defying the social distancing orders. We're not little children to be ordered about. They have no authority. What they're doing is trying to capture authority. They're trying to create
Henry,
more
notice
authority.
How they're phrasing this. They're not saying that they're protesting or threatening to fight against the tyranny that's being inflicted upon us. No, this is personal. It's being directed directly at that governor. That's all.
Yeah. Several members of the group have called for the assassination of Whitmer ahead of Thursday's rally, with one man writing, "Can we please just take up a collection for an assassin to put that woman from Michigan down? Oh, that's all we need to do." And the guy, and the Republic's saved. The goddamn 14th Amendment's gone. The corporation's gone. Our wealth's
in jail, along with Hillary Clinton and all these other international communists.
You betcha. Other hateful statements include, plain and simple, she needs to eat lead, and send a statement to the rest of the Democrats. Here we go. The Democrats.
Oh, I'm smelling political intrigue here.
Oh, boy, I am too. That they are next. Democrats, you're next. It's just that civil war they fucking want us to fight, when they want us to kill one another for them. I'm betting that that armed protest is going to be led by 3%ers and oath keepers that they're not mentioning in here.
Oath takers are going to be there?
I'm just going to bet. Like I said, you know, with this woman, you know, I found out the woman with the hair salon that she had applied for, and she'd got the government goodies, you know, the PPP or whatever they call it, you know, to keep her workers paid. During the crisis, and the manufactured false flag crisis, but she had applied for all that and got it. She was on Sean Hannity the other night. This is the hijacking, people. Here come the fucking hijackers. A small percentage of the fucking population that have been fucking grouped up for fucking years, and they, you know, and they're, you know, run between here and fucking the politicians in Idaho, who want to make part of Oregon, Idaho, and part of Nevada, Idaho, you know, where all that uranium and that silver and gold is. This is them boys. These are industrialists, motherfuckers, is who they are. And they're wanting to hijack it so that they can put the old regime back in control. The ones who got rid of your fucking common law courts and allowed the 14th Amendment and went with the 14th Amendment and incorporated and become part of the industry so that they could have pockets full of fucking money at your expense while your rights were taken away from you. That's who these fuckers are. It's time to stop talking and do something. Whoo, boy, you're going to come down and you're going to walk around with your fucking guns, and you can take me. Hey, I bet I could get my picture taken with somebody in the best battle gear that money can buy. What do you think would happen if 1,000 armed patriots showed up in Lansing demanding her resignation? Well, I would like to see. Well, let's just find out. Well, I bet you there'd be a lot of Trump shirts sold. I bet there's going to be a lot of Trump tards there. And a lot of Trump signs. Get out there and fucking vote your straw man, people. I mean, this is, we're talking about the corporation that you want. This, the corporation that will replace your fucking Bill of Rights. That already thinks they have, that intends to subjugate you. They might get a few They might get a few, but they can't get all of us, and it might not get her out that day, but it would open up some eyes here in Michigan, and more importantly in Washington, one statement from Mike Pruitt read. I wish someone would take her out permanently, Steve Riker wrote. Yeah, that's it, man. It's that one person. If you just get rid of that bitch, man, the whole fucking country could follow. We could all follow Michigan into fucking slavery under the old regime as opposed to the new regime. But it's still fucking slavery. It's still subjugation. You ain't talking about the goddamn Bill of Rights, and you're not talking about the 14th fucking Amendment. You're not
Sorry,
talking
I'm
about
talking
it.
Talking about the new carpetbaggers here.
You goddamn right that's what they are. I wish someone was so permanent. According to the Metro Times, Facebook has removed one of the groups called Michigan United for Liberty, which organized a rally at the Capitol last month. Yeah, that's probably the only fucking legitimate one of the fucking, you know, because that last rally they had, I didn't see the Trump signs. I seen just people defying. And that's the ones they want to get rid of because they want a civil war. They do not want the people to rise up and enforce the law. It's such a simple fucking concept. We're all on the same page, and on that page is 10 articles. And all we have to do is enforce that fucking law. And when we do, we will have our common law courts back, and we can start prosecuting these bastards, but there's going to be a hell of a goddamn fight getting that goddamn one fucking document. And see, everybody, we should all be on the same page. What should that page be? You know it all, motherfuckers out there. Oh, it's one of them pages in the Bible, and we'll all fight over which one it is, and this is between God and the devil, and, you know, the fucking fuck you. The Bill of Rights. We enforce the fucking law. We have our country back. We have our freedom. We have our liberty back. It's that fucking simple. And you know it's that simple. That's why you gotta do fucking big shit like this to try and fucking divert people away from the fucking Bill of Rights. That's why you're seeing Flynn, you know, all this shit about Flynn and all of these goddamn, they had the, panel of, expert doctors up there, you know, this all morning on fucking, on the stupid box, you know, talking about how we should reopen. The thing is, they've took a big grasp of fucking authority, more authority that they cannot have. The authority they had in the first place is a fucking fraud because it comes from a corporation created through a fraud, through a violation of the law. But they're doing everything in their fucking, I mean, people started like this group that they said they kicked off Facebook. They've already done it. They've looked at the Bill of Rights. They know that they're being held in their homes without due process of the law. It's not fucking rocket science. It ain't because she's just a cunt and, you know, and she just thinking her own way and thinks she has. No, it's because you're working against a corporation. A corporation operates under the Uniform Commercial Code, where your Bill of Rights does not exist. Go get a copy of the Uniform Commercial Code and see if you can find your fucking Bill of Rights in there. This is the problem, people. And we need to be on that same page, and that same page has those 10 articles on it. And we just need to fucking enforce them. Enforce the law. I mean, what a prouder, bolder thing could you do than enforce the law on fucking tyrants? Because that's all you're talking here. But no, we can't have that because that God damn it, if we enforce the law, that would get rid of that 14th Amendment. And then we'd have to go back and we'd have to go clear to the beginning of this country and look at how everybody got what they got. I mean, handed, you know, the robber barons and shit and the way people got shit through the dirty church and the Masonic lodge. And how did that public land end up in that private person's fucking hands? That was our fucking land. Did you get paid for that? I didn't get paid for that. No, I didn't pay for that either. They just took what was fucking ours and they have operated, you know, they talk about them operating above the law. They have always operated above the law. Read your fucking history. Read the real fucking history of this country. And we commit crimes, you see, and they have scandals. No, they're criminals and they are operating unlawfully by, according to the Supreme Superior, ratified absolute fucking unalienable law of this land, period. That's all there is to it. Enforce the fucking law. But no, we got to go off in this direction. And I'll tell you, they'll do anything to hang on to that 14th Amendment because all of these industrial assholes, just like that bitch that was on Sean Hannity, the bitch with the goddamn salon who got her government goodie money. I mean, a big pile. You know, the people got some fucking crumbs through it. But the people that were a part of industry now, this corporate fucking, you know, they went, Trump was talking just before all this shit happened about kicking 750,000 people off of welfare. When we knew how it was out here, that there was no goddamn money out here, that it was all a lie, that this, the foreclosures had already fucking started. All of this shit was going down with the economy. It was going to fucking, this was going to happen. They just had to find some kind of way to try to cover it. And hey, man, let's go ahead and introduce a new world order while we're at it. Because that's what you're hearing out of these assholes. They're talking about world organization, this world organ. Hey, we don't give one fucking dollar that belongs to this American National to any son of a bitchin' organization, any government body that is not a part of the fucking United States of these America and is not in line and in compliance with our fucking law. According to the Metro Times, Facebook has removed the one group. A Facebook spokesman said the group was removed because it violated the company's policy against inciting violence. I'm sure. What are the rest of these doing? You say there's 400,000 of them and there's a bunch of these groups, but this one group here, they're inciting violence, you see. I guess you only have one group of them. Is it 400,000? Or is this the one fucking group that, you know, is talking about the fucking Bill of Rights and talking about the enforcing the law and everybody getting on the same page instead of all you industrial son of a bitches out there? I mean, be it a goddamn farmer, a logger, or a rancher. I mean, you know, it was always industry, industry. That's all you've ever seen a militia act for is fucking industry. And now they try to have this woman, the libertarian Rosa Parks, and they're going to act, you know, protect the other woman's fucking business, you know, came out there with their guns and gave them to the cops, but it's still industry. What about Kelly Thomas and James Boyd? What about all the people that were fucking murdered? Where were you on them? Well, they didn't have no business. We're not talking about the corporate welfare that's existed throughout this country. We ain't talking about the Lincolnites. I mean, this is a fucking cult. I mean, that's what that war was all a fucking about, man. It was about fucking this industry takeover of the whole fucking country that they wanted from the get-go. That they wanted from the colonial fucking conventions. They wanted it from that time. And they think they're going to pull it off. And these assholes are going to be out there to try to fucking muck up a fucking simple fucking situation where you have law, written fucking law, that cannot be argued against. It is unalienable and can't be removed. All you have to do is enforce it as an individual. And then, well, if you have to come together, if it takes 10,000, 100,000, a million, 40 million individuals to fucking do it, then you do it. Just enforce the law, and they go away. They have to. It's a natural consequence. The threats come just days before a planned rally at the Capitol in Lansing on Thursday. Several members wrote in the groups that they will be at the rally and hope others will be armed to the teeth. And I'm telling you, when this all comes down, you're going to see it. There's the Oath Keepers and the 3%ers. They're our leaders. They're our fucking leaders, man. Yeah, you damn right, man. You bet. The fucking Oath Breakers. You broke your fucking oath. I mean, the whole fucking time you served, supposedly served, because you were operating as a corporation. You were an unlawful entity. You were all these people were a part of unlawful entities. Goddamn Blackwater USA. We're Oath Keepers. Whose oath are you keeping? I mean, you gonna keep your oath the same oath you kept before to your fucking, union? You keeping an oath to a union? Or can you bring out that one fucking piece of paper and get on that fucking page? You won't do it because you are the protectors of fucking industry. You don't give a fuck about the people. You don't give a fuck about our rights. You don't care about our freedoms and liberties. You care about your fucking mammon. That's all you've ever cared about. News of the threats also comes days after Whitmore said she would, now listen to this, support a ban on weapons inside the state capitol. Now, are they going to obey that ban, guys, like they did in, when they came up there to Virginia, and the Virginia governor, man, she said, you can't bring near, no, okay, we'll keep our guns, and we'll go over here. Yeah, we'll go into the fenced area. We'll go there. Yes, we'll kneel, we'll bend, we'll see. We'll see. After angry and armed demonstrators protesting her lockdown restrictions stormed the Capitol building on April 30th, and that's the one I was talking about before. That was probably this group that got kicked off that organized that. They went right into the Capitol with their guns, and I didn't, they weren't talking about Oath Keepers leading it. Oath Keepers will lead you into a goddamn, tell you not to take, to keep your civilian clothes on, leave your gun in the car, go into a fucking cage and walk around in the circle and chant. That's all I ever seen out of them sons of bitches. Whitmore denounced last month's chaotic demonstration during an NBC News interview, saying that lawmakers should not feel threatened when they report for work during the pandemic. Why, you've made the fucking people feel threatened. Yeah, you should, goddamn, if you don't, if you're a fucking politician, if you're one of these goddamn corporate fucking entities in this country, if you're one of these fucking CEOs of an unlawful corporation that is inflicting tyranny upon the people in an attempt to subjugate us, you better be a fucking afraid. There ain't no doubt about it, suit. I don't care if you're wearing a fucking dress. There are legislators who are wearing bulletproof vests to go to work. Now, goddamn, you know you're being, the people love you, and you're doing what you're supposed to. You're serving the people. I mean, I've always said this, you know, just like the, when they want to have your guns away from you. Why would you? I mean, if you're a good government and you're recognizing the people's rights to their freedom and liberty and their property, and you're treating them decently at least, and you're not violating their fucking rights, well, you should want them armed, because if anything tried to mess with that government that they love so much because it's a good government and it's doing what it's supposed to, well, they'd have to deal with these same motherfuckers that you're now afraid of, that you're now wearing a bulletproof vest because you are fucking scared they'll kill you. But then, again, I think this is blown, and I think it's hype. Whitmore said Wednesday, no one should be intimidated by someone who's bringing an assault rifle. See, they're trying to get this into the fucking play. And then she, well, assault rifle into their workplace. And so there, well, if you work for us, bitch, or bastard, or son of a bitch, whatever you are, if you work for us, we do get to carry our guns into the place that you work, because it fucking belongs to us. It is little United Big S States of the Americas territory. It belongs to we the people, and our right to keep to bear our arms anywhere we fucking please is an absolute fucking law. It's a law, you son of a bitch. You're breaking a law. That's why you got to put that bulletproof vest on. Because you have broken the law to the extent that the people are about ready to fucking remove you. They can't remove you through the courts because you removed the common law courts. So now they're going to the second article. Because the second article is the final fucking solution. If somebody takes over your fucking government, hijacks your government like a fucking corporation, forms a corporation that is in direct violation of the fucking ninth article of the people's fucking law. And then writes the fucking 14th Amendment, names you fucking property. You're our property. We're going to borrow against you. Oh, really? You better get a bulletproof vest. I think it's long overdue, and I absolutely support that change, she added. Hundreds of people descended on Michigan's Capitol building on April 30th to protest against Whitmire extending a statewide stay-at-home order, a fucking unlawful order. See, they're still talking about it, and they'll tell you that, I mean, even on the stupid box, that these are there's no authority behind these fucking orders. It's really a suggestion that if you don't do it, we'll get our fucking goons to fucking beat the hell out of you. This is an Al Capone suggestion, okay? A suggestion with force behind it. It's just like, you know, you voluntarily are paying those taxes, but don't voluntarily pay them and see what fucking happens to you. You better know what you're fucking doing and how many people are sitting in prison for not voluntarily paying fucking taxes, which is it's an illegal taking of the fucking people's money, because there is no due process, and that's what they really want to get rid of in this whole fucking action, people, because that one world order cannot exist As long as that Bill of Rights stands as the supreme, superior, absolute fucking law of this land that cannot be changed. Photos from the American Patriot really made headlines, Patriot Rally made headlines nationwide as many protesters were seen carrying assault rifles, swastikas, and Confederate flags, John. Swastikas and Confederate flags. We're gonna try to divide the people every fucking way we can here. By race. And then they can call it goddamn, fascism. They can call it anything you want. Well, why don't you fucking come out there with the flag with the Bill of Rights on it, you son of a bitch? There's your authority. There's your authority for being there. There's your authority for having your gun there. Why won't you do that? Because you do not want that fucking Bill of Rights. You're a part of that fucking Masonic dirty church cabal that's never fucking wanted it. With your little secret societies and your fucking cliques, you think you can stand upon the fucking hill that you stole from us and look down your fucking nose at us. Well, we're going to shoot a bullet right up your fucking nose. How about that? Keep your fucking swastikas at home and Confederate flags at home because they have nothing to do with the fucking Bill of Rights. You're trying to, there's here, yeah, here Henry, you, go ahead.
You bring up a really good point. I mean, it's really remarkable. I mean, that's what this is all about, is the Bill of Rights. And, you know, I mean, the light bulb just kind of went off. I mean, you mentioned, it's all hype. These are all Facebook babies doing this shit. I mean, they're not even, this is all part of the corporation. They're not even, this is all, this is the enemy playing games with our brand, with, you know, maybe three-card money on us here. These aren't our people. These are the fucking corporation people, man, doing this shit.
You're goddamn right. And putting something like this together costs a whole lot of money. Just like that bitch getting $500,000 in 2 days. Wonder who she's with. I think she's with those fucking libertarians. Incorporated. See, what if everybody showed up? What if, you know, the thousands and thousands of people showed up and each one of them just had a copy of the Bill of Rights in their hands, going, this is the fucking law and you're going to obey it. Then they would shit themselves, and here's my fucking gun, here's my second article, here's the Bill of Rights, here's the fucking law, and you're going to obey it. But they're not going to, there's got to be swastikas so you can confuse it. Because there's motherfuckers out there who have made a fortune off this fucking misery that has been created through this unlawful corporation, that they don't want rid of that 14th fucking amendment. They know it's a fucking lie, they've known it all along. And they've been the ones that have been guarding the corporations. Every time you've seen the militia come out, by God, it was for somebody who was a part of a corporate. Oh, we're going to go save a rancher. We're going to save a rancher. Ranching is a fucking industry. The ranching industry, that's what they call it. And every one of them is incorporated with the state and federal fucking government, and they get goodie packages. And you and I pay for it while we're out there fucking slaving for them. You go and you work your ass off for them, and they take the money out of your fucking check and turn around and hand it back to that prick who is the son of a bitch, his great-great-granddaddy, paid off a fucking politician or gave him a little boy or whatever in the hell they do, had a picture of him screwing a poodle, and he got 10 zillion fucking acres of fucking public land that's under his control. And I've been out there, and I've had to take them fuckers on when they said, well, this is my land. No, this ain't your fucking land, you son of a bitch. Well, I have it under the lease. Yeah, well, it fucking belongs to me. I fucking went to the point of almost pulling the gun on them. I know who these fuckers are. Swastikas. Yeah. But don't bring no fucking swastikas and Confederate flags and claim you're a fucking American, because you're not. You need to go to fucking Germany. You need to go off to a fascist fucking country, and you need to fucking stay there.
Yeah, you start waving around the Bill of Rights, there's not much anybody can really do. That's why you don't. They're not our people, man.
No, they're not.
That's all. Our people haven't even made a showing yet.
And when they have, it has scared the shit out of these motherfuckers. When the people have come out without their oath, the fucking oath keepers and those fucking 3%ers, without the goddamn industry. You know, that's what they've been doing this last fucking month. It's been, you know, like, we're going to open my shop. Are you going to go into the fucking street and burn that business license first that makes you a government agent, you son of a bitch? I doubt it. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. Word from the Trenches is hosted by Henry Shively and John D. U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny, and it is time for the tactical report. That means I'm handing it over to you, John.
Okay, thank you very much, Henry. I am J.D. U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny, and this is the tactical report, and it is May 12th, 2020. I do believe that's a Tuesday, isn't it? I lost what track of what day of the week it is, you know, with this everybody being home all the time. One day kind of blurs into the next. Anyway, it is 15:38 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 3:38 to all you civilians out there. And I want to get going, and I do want to get back into tactics for the coming battle. And I'm praying there's a coming battle, because that's the only way you get rid of the communists. Remember, there was a complete full-blown communist infiltration in this country, in our government, especially in all the key positions, and that had all been accomplished long before any of you or I were even born. And I've talked about that on the radio show previously when I used to do specials about Eustace Mullins, General Smedley Butler, you know, the highest decorated Marine in U.S. history, and others back in the 1910s, 1920s, 1930s, how this infiltration occurred and what key positions were taken. So it wasn't really a bottom-up infiltration. It was actually a top-down infiltration. And, of course, it really started with the installation of the Federal Reserve, although it was started before that. But once they got the Federal Reserve in place, well, now they had all the free money they could handle to corrupt the rest of the systems. And that's how it was done. Anyway, let's get going real quick. There was an interesting article over in, Investment Watch, I believe it was. And this is great. This is one of those test the waters articles. And it's talking about negative interest rates coming to America here. And, of course, they interviewed the Federal Reserve chairman over there, and I believe it was the New York Fed. I forget if it was the New York Fed or the Philly Fed. And he was asked to make a comment on it, and he, of course, said, well, I don't see negative interest rates coming here. It's one of the least effective tools in the Fed's toolbox, blah, 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 blah. Well, this is one of those articles where they're really testing the water, they're kind of conditioning to the public to the possibility, to the argument that negative interest rates may be necessary. Now, we're not even talking about negative interest rates on sovereign bonds. When they're talking about negative interest rates, what they're really talking about is negative interest rates on your savings account. That means when you put money in the bank, not only are they not going to pay you any interest, you're going to have to pay some of the money that's in your bank account for the mere privilege of keeping it in the bank. That's what that means. Anyway, they didn't have any solid dates or arguments about it or anything, but it was a broaching article. That is, they're broaching the subject now. And on that subject, let's take a quick look at the international markets. Now, remember what I explained negative interest rates are. It applies to you depending on what side of that notion you're on. In the case of sovereign debts, that is, government bonds issued bonds issued by governments, they call them sovereign bonds or sovereign debt. If you have a negative interest rate, what that means is that you will lend that government, and in the case of the U.S. government, that would be U.S. bonds, you're going to lend that government money, and not only are they not going to pay you interest, but in fact, you're not even going to get back all the principal you lent them. That's what a negative interest rate means as far as a bond would go, a sovereign bond. And right now, we got over, let's take a quick look, see if I can get this to roll down. Okay. Right now, there are currently, let me just get this to roll down a little bit more. We've got one, two, my screen's hanging up here, of course. I did count five. Now, part of it is cut off at the bottom because my screen just froze. It won't roll. There it goes. All right, so we've got one, two, three, four, five countries right now with negative interest rates. You've got Sweden. Its 10-year government bond is at negative 0.0307. You've got, let's take a quick look, Japan. Japan government bonds. It is at negative 0.006. You've got France, which is at 0.024. And then you've got Netherlands. That's at a minus quarter point, a negative quarter point interest. And then Germany is the winner. It's at a negative half a point interest. Now, that means if you gave the German government $1,000 for 1 year, not only are you not going to get any interest whatsoever, in fact, all you're going to get back is about $950. You're not even going to get your $1,000 back. So, of course, everybody's rushing to give Germany some money to use, right? Of course. And again, this is historically unknown. This has never occurred before anywhere, anytime in human history. Well, at least as long as we've been using something that we developed here called money or currency. And the idea of currency probably goes back far, far greater than the idea of beads and shells. I mean, certainly your barter system is kind of the precursor to a monetary system or a currency, because when you have a barter system going, there are probably some things that get traded more on a regular basis than other things, even though you're going to trade for what you need, food, corn, maybe this guy over there, you know, he knows how to take furs and make something out of it, like a jacket or a hat. But there are probably going to be some things that seem to be traded more on a regular basis than others, and that starts to become used as a form of money. Well, that's exactly what happened with gold and silver, isn't it? It probably got used in that fashion because it's very difficult to use, but it was also very durable. That was the good thing about gold. Very durable, but very difficult to produce, meaning it's difficult to mine gold, and it's very difficult to mine silver and refine it. But once there was a way to test the purity, and there was a specific kind of stone, it's a black stone, and you take the piece of gold and you would rub it on it, and if it had anything less than a certain purity, you could see by the color that it wasn't pure gold. And I can't remember the name of the stone, and I'm trying to think back. This was a couple of years ago. I had read an article about what really launched gold as a commodity and certainly as a monetary commodity or a monetary unit and eventually becomes a form of money. It was all due to this stone because this allowed you to test the purity of what it is you were getting. And that was critical too. So anyway, right now we've got all these governments with negative bonds. And remember, this is only the beginning of the game here, people. We're in the end game of these currencies, but we're in the beginning phase of complete global seizure, enslavement. And one of the ways that has to occur is they have to destroy prosperity. Remember, communism cannot be instituted in a prosperous country, in a prosperous nation, in a prosperous world. You can't institute communism because you can't promise them anything that they're going to want where they'll be willing to give up any measure of their prosperity. If you're prosperous, you don't need their help. That's what communism is. Communism creates the desperation, creates the privation. It creates the shortages and the necessities, and then it's going to offer it to you, well, in exchange for something, of course, and all you have to do is give up everything else. And they'll give you, well, as Henry would say, a bowl of rice and a fish head.
They call that
anyway,
thing, John,
just,
they call that thing a touchstone.
A touchstone, yes, yes. But there was a specific kind of stone, yes, a touchstone. Maybe that was the name of it, but I thought I saw like the more geological name for it. I just don't remember offhand. I'll see if I can find it. But right now we'll just use what Henry just said. It was the touchstone. But the touchstone is what allowed gold to be quantified, qualitatively issued or analyzed. That is, you got a piece of gold, but how much other stuff was mixed in with it? And again, you're thinking back, you know, several thousand years, and here was this little stone, this black stone, and you would take this thing that someone gave you, this little chunk of gold, and you could rub it against it, and by the results of the rubbing on there, you could tell if that was real gold or not, pure gold. And that's really what launched the idea of a money system, believe it or not. That little incidental, this thing that someone probably discovered purely by accident. And people recognized the value of gold, that it was desirable because it was durable, didn't corrode, and it certainly had a luster to it, so it was attractive to the eye. But it was really when the idea that you could actually control the purity and you can know what the purity was by someone giving it to you from an unknown source, you had a way to test that. That's probably what really kind of launched the concept of money, even though they didn't think in those terms at that time. All right, let's get moving. We covered these five countries right now. I seen it as high as 7 or 8 about 3 months ago, 2 months ago. So it's actually down 2 countries. But most of these countries are actually kind of close to a 0% interest rate. And they're the ones that fluctuate just from above zero to actually slightly below zero. And then a couple of these countries went back above zero. So they're actually back in positive territory. But that can change tomorrow. All right, let's get going. Right now in the markets, let's see if I can get this to flip here. All right, my screen's hanging up a little bit. All right, there we go. Come on. All right, there we go. We got the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which, remember, is a fraud. It's completely manipulated, but that's supposed to be the story of our prosperity, don't you know? And it's currently at about 24,000. You got the U.S. dollar index is at 99.93. Notice how it just keeps floating right around the 100% mark, which means all the currencies that it's measured against are equally worthless. That's all it means. It tells you nothing about its purchasing power. If we were in a hyperinflationary mode right now, and it cost you $1,000 to go out and buy a loaf of bread, but all the currencies devalued at the same rate, the U.S. dollar index would still be at about, well, 99 or 100% because they're all equally worthless. That's all that means. It tells you nothing about its purchasing power. Crude oil is at $26 a barrel, actually just slightly under. And again, that is below the cost of most countries' production cost. So what you have is a lot of these countries that were relying on oil revenues or had a very strong reliance on oil revenues now basically has zero coming in from the oil revenues. So what are they doing to support their budgets? Remember, a lot of these countries have become socialist in nature. Well, that's the forebearer of communism, isn't it? So they got to keep making their payments, otherwise their people will rise up against them, even if it's with just pitchforks and torches. So that means they're printing money, too. They're printing their currency ad infinitum, and that's what I'm calling it now. We call it fiat currency, and all fiat means is decreed. The government requires you to use it. Well, under the Constitution, we do have a fiat currency requirement, that is gold and silver, and that means by the legal purview of the Constitution, the decreed form of money that we're supposed to use is gold and silver. Well, that's all fiat means. It's the required use by your government, whatever government we're talking about. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that it's worthless or anything. However, we have what's called a fractional reserve system. And of course, what that really means is, and it's inconvertible. Inconvertible or unconvertible fractional reserve currency. That's what we actually have. This is apart from the fiat. What that means is you can't convert it to gold, at least not by the government. You can use it to go out and buy gold, but the government has absolutely zero requirement to give you gold if you go to a Federal Reserve with it, like they used to do before 1971. And then, of course, it's fractional reserve. And this is the amplification effect. Now, somebody had asked a question last month about home mortgages. And, of course, I gave a quick example of that the bonds are created by the governments, they're sold through primary dealers, deposited in commercial banks. Well, at that point, it's still not money, it's now a credit. When money is drawn against it, that is, it's used to pay government employees, it's used to pay government bills and so forth, at that point, it then becomes currency. But that's not where the bulk of currency comes from. People have a hard time understanding this, and I remember getting that deer in the headlight looks the first time I explained it to some people. The bulk of our currency system comes from commercial banks. It does not come from the Federal Reserve, does not come from the Department of U.S. Treasury, does not come from the U.S. Department of Printing. I forget what it's called, Printing and Engraving, if I remember right. Most of the money of the currency that is in circulation is created at the commercial bank level. That is, for every $100 that the government puts into the commercial bank system through the amplification effect, the fractional reserve system, they can now have out roughly $1,000 that they can lend out. And now they also create money out of thin air without the government's help. That's when you go and get a mortgage. You go to the bank and they do their little checks on you to make sure you're credit worthy and all that. And they give you a bank loan or a home loan for $100,000. Well, where did that $100,000 come from? Some would say, well, that's from the fractional reserve, the money they kept back that they got from people, that 10% requirement they kept back, and meanwhile, they lent out the other 90%. No, that's not where it comes from. When the bank makes you a loan for $100,000, they have a double entry system. On one side is credits, one side is debits. One side's going to be $100,000, and the other side's going to be $100,000. One's going to be considered an asset, one's going to be considered a liability. But that $100,000 came out of a book entry by the bank. The bank created the full $100,000. This is where most of the money in circulation comes from. It's created at the commercial bank level. In fact, you do it to a small degree yourself, whether you realize it or not, when you use a credit card. When you use a credit card, it's considered an unsecured loan. You go and let's just say you make a purchase for $10. Well, that $10 is not drawn against any money you have on deposit with the credit card company because you typically don't, right? You get a bill at the end of the month saying what you owe. Well, what happens with the credit card company? The credit card company makes an entry, $10 liability, $10 asset. It's on both sides of the equation. It's a double entry accounting system. They just created $10 out of thin air. People have a little bit of a hard time understanding this because they think only the government or only the Federal Reserve or only the U.S. Department of Treasury creates the currency that's in use. No, in fact, they only create about roughly something like 8 or 10% of the currency in circulation, and that's called the base currency or the hot money. The rest comes from the commercial bank activity and, believe it or not, credit card activity where you are actually creating currency. So a little bit of an explanation. I gave you the short version of it. It's actually a little more complicated than that, but not much more. Just so people understand, this is complete fraud, which is why I keep emphasizing Look for the signs of hyperinflation. Right now we're in the deflationary mode. That is, things are getting cheaper because oil has crashed. Now, this is the normal cycle. This is how they destroy prosperity. First by deflation, and then by the process of inflation, everything becomes insanely expensive. There's defaults all along the way. There are bankruptcies, which the banks then seize. And now the bankers and the government are the owners of all these means of production and all these assets. Well, in communism, that's exactly what you want, because the banks and the governments are basically one and the same. So the government grabs the assets, or the banks grab the assets, but it goes under government administration, and that's what communism is. Communism, the government owns basically everything. That's communism. And this is one of the main mechanisms on how they achieve it. So right now, I keep emphasizing, look at how you want to spend your money. Look for the signs of hyperinflation creeping in, which is not here yet, but it will be, and it could be a very rapid event once it starts. So you got to decide how you want to use your limited resources for future valuations. That is, do I convert some to silver and gold now? We go through the hyperinflation, even if it's not a hyper, but just a mega inflationary phase where the money devalues, but not to Zimbabwe levels. Remember Zimbabwe? Beginning of 2007, a dollar was $1, and you could buy something with it. By the same year, same time the following year, their hyperinflation was so bad that that same dollar was now a $100 million bill and could actually buy you less than the $1 did a year before. That was Zimbabwe hyperinflation. I don't know if we'll ever get that bad, but even if we have mega inflation where a loaf of bread is now $3, then it becomes $4, then $7, then $10, then $20, then $30. Maybe a loaf of bread tops out at $40 or $50, but what you still have is a inflation rate of 400%, 500%, 800%, where you've lost a lot of your purchasing power or virtually all of it. But if you put some in silver and gold before that's happened, when we come out the other side, when there's a new monetary system in place and or we've gone back to the gold standard, the gold and silver standard, you can now use that as your money. That's what you've got to consider, and everyone's got to make their own choices about that because everyone's particular financial circumstances is unique to them. All right, let's get moving. I talked about tactics. Now, I keep emphasizing this coming hyperinflation crash because part of your preparations is going to dictate your tactics. It's not enough to want to fight. You got to have something to fight with. So, what do you have in the way of firearms? How much ammunition do you have? What other resources do you have to fight with? How well are you established in other neighborhoods with other people, or even in your own neighborhood, or just with a couple of close friends that you can trust? These are resources. And one of your biggest resources, of course, is going to be time. Time, and one of the major resources is always money. Remember what I said, when I was in the Marine Corps, my last 2 years in there, I actually got put up in the S4 shop, and that's your logistics. And logistics is pretty much the catch-all for everything that makes military operations occur. If it wasn't for logistics, you wouldn't have military operations. Well, I was in Persian Gulf. I was in Desert Shield, Desert Storm. I actually helped take the go into Kuwait. My unit was the unit that actually took the Kuwaiti International Airport, and it was a slugfest all the way up there. But that's not where I really learned about what war is. Interestingly enough, it's when I came back, I was on medical hold, I had a couple of injuries, nothing serious, but it was enough to put me on medical hold. And while I was on medical hold, they took me out of my regular firing unit, and they put me up in the S4 shop because I didn't have to do the regular training, and that's when I worked the supply system. That's when I worked logistics, and that is when I found out what war really is. If I can condense the entire notion, the entire ideology, all of the aspects of war down to a single word, if it could be done, that word would be logistics. And one of your logistical requirements is going to be money, besides the guns, the beans, bullets, and bandages. It's also going to be money. Money is one of the big ones, or some form of currency you can use, or tradable item. So you got to put this thought into how you're going to fight and what you're going to use to support that fighting, because chances are, you're not going to be working, but you're still going to have your mundane day-to-day concerns. Washing clothes. Are the kids being educated? Is everybody eating? What happens if someone gets sick? If you're still driving a car, can you get parts for it? Do you even have time to work on it? Are you even near your home? Because remember, like in the movie Patriot with Mel Gibson, you know, he actually had to basically leave his family for a while because he had to go where the fighting was. but he couldn't take the risk of having his family with him, not women and children, not when you've got brutal gun battles going on. You can't even think of that. This may happen also. So there is going to be an escalation. If fighting does start, it will escalate because the government's not going to allow you to do it. Remember, there is no government. It's a criminal international communist cartel. They're not going to let you fight. They don't think it's your country. They think it's theirs. And they're going to try and impress upon you it's their country. And they'll do that by coming in and killing you if they have to. In fact, that's what they do want to do. And for them, it is etched in stones, as in the Georgia Guidestones, where they tell you they want to reduce the world's population to under 500 million people. Well, to go from 7.2, 7.3 billion people to under 500 million, that means you got to get rid of about 95 or 96% of the world's population. And getting rid of the people who are fighting against you is one of the best places to start. And that's what they're thinking, and that's what they're going to do. So tomorrow we're going to start getting into specific tactics. And once the battle starts, what are some of the things you may want to do to help give you an edge? Because they're going to have an edge in the beginning, But as people start to join in more, as the occupational forces here realize they're actually fighting against their own future and their own families and their own friends, well, some of them are going to abandon ship and join the real Americans, the patriots, and say, no, I'm not going to support the international communism anymore. I'm going to fight against you scumbags. I don't know what percentage will do that, but certainly some of them will. But you got to watch what your tactics are because it's going to be predicated on your resources, and we're going to talk about that more tomorrow. Anyway, that's it for me. So, back to you, Henry.
Outstanding report, John. We're already at the top of the hour, but I wanted to finish off on this fucking article. I'm going to read this again. Photos from the American Patriot Rally made headlines nationwide as many protesters were seen carrying assault rifles, swastikas, and Confederate flags. Now, if you're carrying a goddamn swastika flag, that makes you a goddamn traitor to this country. That means you want fascism. John spoke earlier about the fact that the banks and the industry owned everything. That's what fascism is when the government owns all the means of production and they control the fucking people. And in this case, industry owns the fucking government. And that's what that swastika flag means. So these son of a bitches show up at this rally. I mean, if this is a real rally, we don't even know what this is. I mean, it's just like with the Occupy movement. You know, you had the real big crowds are on the other side of New York holding signs saying, Ron Paul and in the Fed and what might have you. But they kept the cameras on these motherfucking communists. And there's a socialist. They're up there talking about, the socialism and fucking, pushing their goddamn progressivism and the communism. But that's socialism too. And so is, swastika. That represents national socialism. That means you're a fucking traitor as the goddamn communists. Now, if you show up there and you see that it's just a bunch of them, fucking leave. If it is for the people and they are coming in and they're trying to hijack like that, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it look like everybody in this country, across this country, red, yellow, black, and white, that are resisting these unlawful orders because they are unlawful under the supreme law of we the people in our jurisdiction. They're trying to make you all look, racism and it's the most awful parts of our history and all this stuff. They're going to try and make you look fucking bad. And at the same time, these son of a bitches are going to try and capture the power that you represent. I mean, I can't see them having this fucking rally unless they're trying to grab some power. Because you people know that the National Socialists across this country, these Nazis, are fucking PETA. They are just such a small fucking group, they couldn't fucking do anything. They're sure as hell not gonna take over this goddamn country. No more than the fucking communists are. They're part of that 12-18%. So if you go there and it is really the people coming out to defy these unlawful orders and enforce the law, and these pricks are out there and they're putting all the cameras, go over there by them and just scream it. Bill of Rights, get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. This isn't fucking Germany. This is a fucking United States. Bill of Rights, the law. Don't let them do it to you. They're going to try and hijack it, people. You fucking, they're working hard at it right now, and it is those libertarian fucking incorporated motherfuckers. There's good old boys and the Masons. They're fucking Masons too. Dirty church fucking Masons. Fuck you. You ain't gonna do it. We'll slaughter every fucking one of you. At any rate, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, get your mind right, like John said. Get your mind right. And have your, I mean, at these fucking rallies, when they start this fucking shit, go after them. Take your fucking gun. You got a right to have your gun. They've got a gun. You got a fucking gun. We're saying this is how you're going to end up having to fucking fight them somewhere along the way anyway, because they are fucking determined that it's going to be, they want fascism. They want fascism, people. They want what they had before, and that's what they had before was fucking fascism. That's how your Bill of Rights got buried in a pile of fucking papers, and your children weren't taught it in school, and you don't know who you are and what your goddamn authority is. It's these son of a bitches. And they want that 14th Amendment, and they want this corporate fucking state. That's what fascism is. Shove that fucking swastika up their fucking ass until it comes out their ears. That is The Word from the Trenches. Have a good day, John.